In the book of Mark, chapter 15 and verse 15, the Bible says that Pilate, willing to content the people, released Barabbas unto them and delivered Jesus when he had scourged him to be crucified. And the soldiers led him away into the hall and called together the whole band. And they clothed him with purple and plaited a crown of thorns to be put on his head and began to mockingly hail him as King of the Jews. They smote him on the head with a reed and spit upon him, and bowing their knee, mockingly worshipped him. And when they had mocked him, then took off the purple from him and put his own clothes on him and led him out to be crucified. Jesus was led out of the city, which was the custom of all executions. Stephens, when he was stoned later on as the first martyr, was led beforehand outside the city. The law had ordained that the scapegoat, on whom the hands of the priests had been laid as to impute the sins of the people, should be led outside the city, to signify that the sins of the people might be carried away. The procession of the cross was usually preceded by a trumpeter to clear the road, then followed by someone announcing the name of the criminal who was being led to execution. Sometimes the name of the criminal and the reason for his condemnation was written on a board and hung around his neck. Two witnesses of the council, which sentenced the one condemned to death, was also to accompany the procession. There was also the two thieves who were to be crucified with our Lord. Jesus bore the full weight of the cross on his back and shoulders, which was already raw from the scourgings. The Sunday previous, he had been hailed as king. But this morning, the people had shouted, "No king but Caesar." The Jerusalem that had saluted him a few days earlier was now going to disown him. Since the priest had found him accused, they exiled him from Jerusalem. This was the law of the Leviticus, that the sin offering should be driven out of the gates of the camp. Christ Jesus, the ultimate in sin offerings, was driven like the scapegoat outside of the city. Paul suggests that from that moment, the city forfeited its right to greatness and was replaced by the heavenly Jerusalem. We read in Hebrews chapter 13, beginning with verse 11, "For the bodies of these beasts, whose blood is brought into the sanctuary for the high priest for sin, are burned without the camp. Wherefore Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered without the gate. Let us go therefore unto him without the camp, bearing his reproach. For here we have no continuing city, but we seek one which is to come." Isaiah had foretold that the government would be upon his shoulders. It is now clear that the cross was his government of law and a government of life. He had said that anyone who would be his disciple must take up his cross and follow him. Being fearful that the long scourgings, the loss of blood, and the crown with the thorns would bring his death before the crucifixion, his enemies compelled a stranger to help him carry his cross. It was the first time our Lord laid his cross on anyone. To Simon belongs the privilege of being the first to share the cross of Christ. Though at first reluctant because he was compelled, I believe he must have found, as our Lord had told his followers, "My yoke is easy and my burdens are light." All hail King. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.